But, you know, the praise of men is also something that's very vain. People who really care about being popular and what people think. What does the Bible say in Galatians 5, verse 26? Let us not be desirous of vain glory. Don't desire glory for yourself because it's vain. I like how he puts that in front of it, vain glory. And then in another scripture, you don't have to turn there. You can if you want. Philippians. Are you in Galatians 5, 26?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Philippians, just a few pages to the right, verse 3 of chapter 2. Philippians 2, 3, it says, let nothing be done through strife or, and then this time he just crunches it into one word, vainglory. Vainglory. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. You know, when we want people to think that we're so great, that's vain. That's worthless. That's unprofitable. That doesn't matter. You don't have to turn there, but Psalm 62, 9 says, surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they're altogether lighter than vanity. Now, earlier in the sermon, we had less than nothing. Less than nothing was what? The nations of the world. Okay? Lighter than vanity is men of high degree. So he says, in this world, there are men of low degree and there are men of high degree. What does this mean? Social standing, financial standing. Okay? Now, this would be a good illustration. This would be like in India, where they have the caste system and they have, you know, different people that are higher ranking in the society, men of high degree, men of low degree. Or if you went to Europe under feudalism, you know, you have the nobility, which are the men of high degree, and then you have the commoners, which are the men of low degree, right? Even today in England, they have what? The House of Lords and the House of Commons. They're branches of government there. The point is that in this world, there are all different ways that we rank people. And we rank people as being wealthy people, people with money, and we rank people as, you know, not having money and being poor and not having a penny to their name. But the Bible says, surely men of low degree are vanity. See, no one can glory in who they are in the sight of God. God's not a respecter of any man's person. So he says, the men of low degree our vanity, and it says men of high degree are a lie. And to be laid in the balance, they're altogether lighter than vanity. So men of low degree, vanity. Men of high degree, lighter than vanity. Why? Because at least the man of low degree knows that he's of low degree. The man of high degree is just as low, but he's vainly puffed up in his own fleshly mind, and he thinks that he's something that he's not. He thinks he's a great man when really he's not. When I think of degree also, I can't help but think of a college degree where someone earns these titles of bachelor. You know, I spent my life trying not to be a bachelor. You know, I got married when I was 19 so I could stop being a bachelor. You know, the last thing I'm going to do is go back to college so I can become a bachelor. But anyway, you know, the bachelor of sciences, the master of theology, the doctor of divinity, all these titles of degrees of, you know, hey, well, this guy is only a bachelor, but he's a master. And he is a doctor, PhD. And these degrees that man gives out to exalt himself and to exalt others, these are actually lighter than vanity.
Right.
Amen. Vanity is not, it's not even worthy to describe these titles as vanity because they're actually lighter than vanity.
Amen.
When they're weighed in God's balances. See, these things don't matter in life.